Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 714. Visible translated text is as follows. State's Exhibit. C. Piece of cord found around Mary Fagan's neck, about size of a heavy twine, with a knot in it. State's Exhibit D. Rag that was found around Mary Fagan's neck. White piece of cloth, soiled. Looked as if it was a piece torn off from petticoat. State's Exhibit. E. Four or five chips of wood with red splotches on them, chipped up from the second floor of the National Pencil Company factory in front of ladies' dressing room. State's Exhibit. F. Shirt, found by detectives in trash barrel at Newtley's home. Shirt was very bloody blood, was on both sides of shirt. Light up on the arm, also on the inside. State's Exhibit G jar containing cabbage extracted from the stomach of Mary Fagan by Dr. Harris. Cabbage was not disintegrated, but was in a whole piece. State's Exhibit H. Scratch pad that Conley wrote note on. Ordinary white scratch pad. State's Exhibit a portion of the signed statement of E.F. Holloway given to solicitor H.M. Dorsey. I don't know C.B. Dalton. ID knew Daisy Hopkins. She worked at the factory not less than 6 or 8 months. I never did see any man go in the dressing room with Daisy Hopkins after the employees had left. I have seen her talk with them after they came up in the factory on Saturday afternoon with any man girls going up this power box that run the elevator is kept locked all the time. I keep it locked. The key is kept in the office. I locked it Saturday. I put the key back in the office. I always lock it and unlock it. I didn't go to the factory on Sunday. The key was hanging on the same nail on Monday.